This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which, if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good, as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finedining podcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh.
Applebee's?
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finedining podcast. We're starting Carmania 2021 early, and we're listening to The Champion today on Good Christian Fun.
Yeah, I'm a kid Diego. I'm
like, yuck. Hard.
Consider the source.
Hey.
Card. Consider the source.
It's me.
How dare you?
Carbon.
It's me.
Consider
the source.
I'm a fan of my mom.
Consider the source.
Stop it, correct!
I'm horny.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have Good Christian Fun. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian, evangelical, oftentimes white Christian pop culture, the movies, the music, and the entertainment made for and made by, made about Christians.
And the culture wars.
In the culture wars, by the way, I wanted to say I salute you and thank you for your service.
And I salute you and congratulations on your promotion.
Yeah,
to Lieutenant Cook.
Lieutenant Cook is
the front
what you
line,
said?
Yeah.
No, I'm in the Lord's army, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's been a tough war, but we're reporting from the... We're actually journalists.
Yeah, we're on the front
lines.
We're not
soldiers,
like Christiane
Amanpour.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're Brian Williams. You're going to lie about how, like, you
exactly,
were kind
yeah.
of in a helicopter.
I rode
like,
in a limo with
Christmas.
Carman.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we exploded.
Yeah.
I survived.
Whereas I'm Anderson Cooper.
Wow. Anderson Cooper. Does he go to wars? He goes to wars.
He went to Hurricane Katrina,
okay,
which is kind of God's war.
Yeah, that's a war of nature,
sure.
I suppose.
But listen, we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun.
No.
And we're just here to talk about Christian stuff.
That's right.
With our Christian friends. We're a little jacked up today. We're a little gassed.
We're a little caffeinated today.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on. We got a lot of beverages and drinks. And this is also the most human beings we've recorded with indoors since, wink, wink.
9/11.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
9/11.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Huge shout out to Bill Gates. Thank you for bringing these friends together tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
for your innovation,
Gates.
Your work.
Thank you, Gates. It's so nice of him. Man, the public opinion of him really turned in a way, didn't it?
Yeah. I never liked him. So
that's interesting. Retweet. But we're talking about a song by our dearly beloved, dearly departed. I don't know if our guests know that Carman did die earlier this year, which is...
You're nodding like you knew.
This is Nick, and yeah, I did look it up, and he passed away this year.
You did.
I saw it on his Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Shout out.
But that doesn't give you like how it felt. You know, that Wikipedia page entry about his death.
Yeah, there's not a lot of editorializing about the emotions surrounding a death.
No.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia.
When an icon passes.
I'm just learning this now.
Oh.
How does it make you feel?
Sorry. I didn't want you to find out like that. Oh, okay.
Hey, reverent, but okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I feel bad for his family.
Hey, shout out to his family.
Shout out to the fam. Yeah. The Licardio.
Mm-hmm.
Licadello. Is it Licadello?
It is.
Licadilda?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
But listen.
It sounds like you're not being like very reverent.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I really don't know.
Well, that's because we feel like friends with him, you know?
Yeah, when there's a familiarity with someone, you can kind of razz and joke
Kevin
around.
Kevin has known him since he was, you were like 4 years old wearing...
Yeah.
Wearing three diapers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a song called Seven Ways to Praise the Lord. Shut up. There was a song called Seven Ways to Praise the Lord that he did that I remember really connecting to when I was a child.
So yeah, it's like family.
Yeah, I felt like I knew him. But you know what?
Kevin Licadello.
Okay. We've been gibbering and jabbering. I think it's time to introduce our very special guest.
Yes.
Folks, one of them has never been on the show before. One's a long-returning veteran. You may know them from their music together. You may know one of them from his work on Ron's Wild World and the June Parks Project. Give it up for Nick Jester and Gabriel Gunnecker!
Woo! Welcome!
Hey.
You are here.
All right. Very good.
Oh, man. Gabe, did you like how Nick got two credits and you've been on the show before?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, it's
biggest
your show.
Credit.
Do whatever you want, you know? Mm-hmm.
There's a limited time. You really got to cram it all in there.
That's
with the
thing.
Theme song.
He talks fast,
especially introducing two at the same time.
I know.
Yeah.
Usually, I can time it out a little bit better when it's just one.
And I don't know which one you're gonna say first. So usually, I set the two out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny going back in the edit when I realized, oh, did Caroline say the guest's name with me in unison? And oftentimes, if there's if there's a pronunciation issue, it's zero out of zero
Scrap
times.
It.
Yeah. 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 Any sort of. Shenanigans with that.
I just want to say I feel for you. I know we don't get to peel back the curtain very often and think about what it's like for you as the host.
Yeah.
And that's tough. And I think you did a nice job, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Wow, this is nice. The guests don't usually encourage us like this soon.
Well, you didn't do the setup.
Okay. Well, but I was
Oh, Caroline's a little
I did something. We'll find out what
we'll
it was.
Out.
Yeah. So hold on to that.
I got a compliment coming
compliment.
Your way.
Okay, great.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay fair.
Locked and loaded in the chamber.
Well done, Kevin. I'm very
Thank
proud of
you.
You did a good job.
And Gabe, it's so nice to see you again back on the show after four
Welcome
years.
Welcome back, Gabe.
Yeah, I thought, you know what? 4 years, now it's time to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had the four-year nice. Ban that
Took
we put
4 years
on all our
off.
Guests. Right, Kevin?
I remember you.
True?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, not officially, but it was definitely something where I think that was one of our maybe second or third times hanging out ever was doing that podcast.
That's right.
I think it was like episode 2 or 3
it
of
was
the
episode
show.
Episode 3 of the show,
yeah.
I think.
Wow.
And so we're figuring out each other's energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it wasn't until years later that you would tell me I didn't know how to be funny on your show.
What show?
This show that we're doing, GCF.
I said you don't know how to be funny?
You said that you did not know how to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say that I don't know how to be funny.
I should
mean.
Hope not. Yeah. I'm glad I made that clear for the listeners
Kevin,
at home.
You don't know how to be funny.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We're just getting dinner somewhere like, hey, by the way, I've been meaning to bring this
oh,
up.
God.
You're not funny on your show. I just wanted to mention.
So that's where the 4 year ban came from, probably.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, my misinterpretation of that.
Right.
Yes.
Hurt.
Way. No, I'm
glad
so
we're
patched
that
it up.
I'm glad to clear it up. And as we've cleared up so many things after these last 4 years, you know what I'm talking about, guys? These last 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, he's doing the voice.
I'm here.
He's doing
I'm
the
here.
Voice. Oh, hey, did you wear your pants the wrong way the other day, sir?
Uh-oh. I think I stepped in something odd.
Okay.
Kind of a stooge
there
voice. I'm doing it, though.
The forgotten stooge.
Yeah.
Like Judas. Stooges. Well, guys, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Now, Gabe, we've heard your faith story before. We've heard the journey.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Grew up in Florida. You were raised kind of, was it Methodist or Lutheran?
Lutheran, remember. Baby.
It was Lutheran. Okay. And then it was like, by the time you got to college for sure, or was it high school? You're like,
yeah. Yeah. I think it was high school.
High
I was
school.
Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any updates since the last 4 years? Any revelations?
I figured it out, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
Okay. Is that true? Yeah. Wow. Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's your story to tell whenever you're ready.
Absolutely. Yeah, good. Give it another 4 years.
Another four. Yeah. Next. Oh, something to look forward
After
to.
After this guy goes.
Okay. He's back. Wait, he's so back. All right. He's running again. He's running. Nick, we don't know anything about your story.
True.
And your history of faith. By the way, it's so good to see you in the flesh. You're out here from out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Shout out, yeah.
Yeah. Famously, the capital of Nebraska.
Of Nebraska, that's true.
I believe.
That is true.
And the setting of Bruce Springsteen's song, Nebraska, from the album of the same title.
That's right.
Yeah, about the Charlie Starkweather murders.
Murthers.
Yeah, Murthers originals.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a Nebraska question.
Oh, please.
Sometimes the capital of the state is not actually the best city in the state. For example, Sacramento. No offense to Sacramento.
A ladybird would disagree with you, my love.
Is Lincoln like the biggest or your favorite city in
Nebraska? It is the second most populous city.
After Omaha?
After Omaha. No. Very good.
Omaha's where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And on game day, this will be kind of fun for somebody maybe, on a football game day, the stadium becomes the third largest city, I'm putting that in quotation marks, in Nebraska. Because Nebraska, not many people live there because it's not very... Because not many people live there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But when there's a football game, everybody goes to the stadium.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems like there's like a rich history of like football in Nebraska.
That's true, Gabe.
That's
interesting. It'd be cool if for football game days, there was a mayor of the third largest city.
That would be fun.
Mayor for a day.
Mayor for a day.
At the stadium?
Feels like a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I could do it. And
I bet
some
it'd be
guy
13-year-old
to...
kid.
Yeah. That'd be cool. How fun.
That's anyway. Fun.
More Nebraska facts. But Nick, how did you grow up with faith? What was your history to old G.O.D.?
I'm a little embarrassed to do this. I was on the airplane. Famously, I flew here.
Yeah, you flew here from,
Lincoln,
Nebraska.
Yeah. And usually I pop on a podcast, an album. But this time I went through my whole history of faith.
On the flight?
And
I
jotted down some bullet points. Wow. I hope that's okay. I don't know if anybody does that.
No, that's... I always appreciate when people do that.
I think Alyssa
did that
the first
time
she was
on the show. That's how I am, too. I'm a preparer. Usually,
I'm a preparer.
I think that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. So I think I went chronologically. I hope that's okay, too.
Please, take it away.
Okay, so I was a kid in the church. I grew up in a Methodist church.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And I remember Palm Sunday, we did a processional down the aisles. We waved the palms. Does that ring a bell? Did we do that?
That's a special day.
I didn't know if anybody did that.
Did you get to wave a palm?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. That made one of, there's like 10 bullet points. That was one of them.
That's a pivotal.
Yeah.
A pivotal memory.
It felt important.
It's kind of like a sword.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, it is like a sword.
It's like a sword.
Mm-hmm. I remember a sword holding a lot of points.
Yeah, it's like holding a sword.
You did it as well.
Of course.
I didn't know if everybody did
I never did that.
Kevin didn't do it.
No.
You never got to hold
a
palm
like
a sword?
I don't think we did it in my
church. No, I think
either.
They gave us swords instead of
palms.
We
didn't have a lot of like
you
the
guys
cool
did
rituals.
Sword Sunday.
Yeah. Like, you know, kind of the non-denoms. We would just go straight to the sword.
Yeah.
For that sort of thing.
Do you remember that day like feeling the spiritual weight of like, oh yeah, this is the day, you know, like Christ walked into his death or whatever.
I thought it was just fun to kind of wave something
kind of like
around.
A parade. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Like a sparkler.
Yeah.
On
4th of July.
It was cool. Kind of skipping ahead here, I'm realizing, because I'm already to church lock-ins. I'm to missions trips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I've shared this with some of my other friends. Kevin?
No, I was just listening.
Your face was so emotive.
It was
overwhelming.
It looked like I was about to say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's maybe.
I think you know what it is, honestly. I think it's me learning how to overcompensate for listening face on Zoom. So people feel I'm engaged.
Oh, yeah.
But doing listening face on Zoom in person feels like an assault of sorts. It feels way too strong. So just like a lot of concentrated eye contact. So yeah, I'm going to back off a little bit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I've completely lost my place. Good thing I wrote it down.
We'll let you know every time you do it.
I know you will.
So I'm doing lock-ins at the church,
yes.
And I've shared this with some of my other friends that were growing up in the church, and there was a lot of, that was kind of early, like sexual tension with my class.
Wow.
Because it's like it's a sleepover at church.
Yeah, what age is this? Is it middle school or high school?
This is middle school, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't doing co-ed sleepovers like ever, not till now. I don't. My husband and I have different rooms.
That's cool.
But I
though.
Just remember that would be such a big deal to me. Yeah, and it does feel very intimate to like, oh, my classmates are seeing me in my jammies.
I remember the first co-ed sleepover I did was like 11 or 12 years old. And
wow.
It was with...
Kids grow up fast in Texas.
Well, it was that weird homeschool thing where like, because I was homeschooled growing up, a lot of the kids I was friends with were about 6, 7, or 8 years older than me. So it was like 12-year-old me and a bunch of like 16, 17, 18-year-old yeah, boys and girls.
Teen party.
And that felt like a different sort of energy, I think, it's growing
a whole
up.
New world.
I didn't know what was acceptable or not. And I learned. I did learn.
It's hard to know. I remember we could sleep wherever we wanted. So I slept in the elevator, which I thought was fun. Looking back, that was kind of a strange choice. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a weird, you know,
yeah,
a weird
like
kid.
Yeah, that's like a doomed
maybe.
Choice. It's going to be, right?
I don't know. I was hoping someone would maybe come in. You know?
Was it open?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Doors closed?
You have a little buddy.
Doors open.
Doors closed. I'm actually, I don't know why I'm comfortable in the enclosed, a small enclosed space.
Yeah,
maybe it comes like... from the womb or something.
Oh, yeah.
I get that. I used to sleep in my car trunk when I was in high school.
By choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
what
like,
kind of car did you drive?
Wait,
it was a Toyota Camry, which has
mine
a really
too.
Spacious trunk.
My
oh,
first
that's
car.
So cool.
Yeah.
Are you? That's not spacious enough.
No, it's not.
No,
I can vouch
it
for
was.
Run out of oxygen?
No. Because I cracked it.
Why were you sleeping in your trunk at all?
Because it's easier than doing the back seat. For
you're
sure.
out of your mind.
No, it's
wait
not. It's fine. It's actually
like
fine what I'm
camping
describing.
Or like
no, just
an
in
afternoon
the
nap.
Lot. Yeah, kind of, I guess an afternoon nap.
Okay.
Like if we were at rehearsal and I didn't have anything to do for
got
a long
it.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be toasty.
Yeah. I mean, did you, okay, during this time when you're doing lock-ins and stuff, you're feeling sexual tension, you're in the elevator. Did you like enjoy being a part of that stuff? Were you like into the idea of being a Christian or was it just like more social for you in that context?
I liked being a Christian, but I didn't think about it very much. I didn't think about what I thought very much. Mm-hmm. But it was fun, you know? It's a different social group that you get to maybe sleep in an elevator with your crush. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So but that it was both.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
And to your point, if I could jump ahead to my next bullet point, maybe this is maybe my first seed of doubt that was sown.
Yeah.
That's was a, the elevator? Because no one came in.
Oh. No, not the elevator, Kevin. I'm on a missions trip. I'm in Wyoming.
For your missions
okay.
trip?
Okay.
Yes. I don't remember what we were doing, but we were camping one night, and my friend Sam was saying his mom told him that the mom didn't actually believe in God. We're kind of looking up at the stars.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I just feels more... comfortable to like have a thing, you know? And then I was like, I shouldn't be hearing this. What are you talking? Because no one, I hadn't thought about that before. But then, you know, I thought about it later. Yeah. And I don't know if this is important, but I was listening to the Hot Fuss by the Killers a lot at that time. I don't mean to date myself.
No,
but.
That was huge. That was high school for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like to me, high school was connected to certain kinds of music. And when I listen to that music, it's like I'm in high school again.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Takes you back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It actually takes me back to that time. Isn't
and
that funny?
Honestly, I did not mean to do this. I have a really good segue to my next bullet point,
yes.
which is Bono came to my church to talk one
Holy
time.
Smokes.
How big is this church?
Dang.
It's not huge. I mean, it's a beautiful old church,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a mega church by any means. It's just kind of a historic church in Lincoln. And Bono came, somebody made a phone call, got Bono on the horn.
Oh my gosh.
He comes down, he's talking about
on the phone, no.
Dude. That's not cool, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's like you're mocking a really serious thing, and you're not paying
And it would be
Fauna. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Caroline.
Fauna. I'm sorry.
So the point is that was kind of interesting.
You have to dial Catorce after you dial the phone
Kevin!
Number. Okay. That's it.
I just feel like I'm opening up to you about my Bono experience, and I'm getting it from all angles here.
And he does answer by saying, hello.
He's unstoppable.
Hey, we're just trying to take the edge off, Nick.
All right.
Hey, your really heavy Bono story, you know? You're going to light it up.
I heard
it. But it's huge that Bono came to your church. I can't believe
it. Yeah, it must have been
cool.
A beautiful day.
Okay. Come on, guys.
Did he speak about how Christ came in the name of love? Or was that part of his talk?
Never mind. Go ahead. Tell you a story. I'm sorry.
Bono came to my church. He's wearing his blue sunglasses, which I found out later was actually he has some sort of ailment with his eyes.
I believe that.
Pretty cool way to spin that. I
had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Interesting.
What's RDJ's excuse?
Make it your look.
Yeah.
Make it your thing. So the church, I just remember, was packed to the gills.
Yeah.
We had an overflow.
We had the fourth largest city in America.
All right.
Okay. Mm, okay, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd like to be the mayor of that church. Yeah. Yeah. Bono was the mayor, of course. But there's an overflow.
A beautiful one.
Oh, my God.
Where we have our fellowship. You're familiar with fellowship, yeah.
Well, describe it in the way that you understand it to see if ours
aligns.
So not
your sanctuary, like, service area.
This
like
is coffee,
the hang zone,
and donuts and cookies.
Yes. Yeah.
We call that the bone zone in our church growing up. It was different. It was kind of progressive.
Everybody has a different thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's cool and beautiful about talking to people.
Yeah. So anyway... So anyway, Bono came and it was very packed. And what I'm thinking now, I visited the church before the pandemic, and the number, I have to say, the numbers are down.
Oh, no.
And I think that's largely because Bono is not coming to the church anymore.
Right. Oh. Wait, was it a regular thing or was it just the one time?
It was a one-time thing, but I just noticed he hasn't been in the church in a while and numbers are way, way down.
Right.
Yeah. Do you remember what he talked about that day? Oh, man.
Probably about sins, like pride.
He was talking about, I mean, I know he did a lot of relief work in Africa, but I don't know, and it was around that time, and people make fun of him for this, but he was talking about it, and it was nice.
It was cool.
He didn't sing.
He was really, I remember, in the mid-aughts, I love that. Yeah. That's like when singers are on Cameo, and they're like, I'm not going to sing, but I'll say happy birthday to your mom or whatever. But he was really into, there was this paraphrase translation of the Bible called The Message. That was really popular when we were growing up. It was by this guy named Eugene Peterson. So instead of like thou, though, you know, like the King James, like real archaic language, it would be like, hey, so then God was like, it was super
God
casual.
God told Satan to shut up. Yeah. Like, like that level, kind of, it was supposed to sound like, you know, English as we speak it now.
One of the Psalms was like, you don't hang out with in the sin saloon, like kind of euphemisms that a 55-year-old man would use.
That's
trying
right.
to like make it accessible. But I remember Bono was like, this is the most important book of the 21st century.
Really?
The Message specifically.
He was going hard for the message.
So if you YouTube it, you can find a lot of videos of him and Eugene Peterson just kind of shooting the shit.
Wow.
And hanging out and talking about how great The Message is.
I want to know more about this sin saloon.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, there's a lot going on there. Yeah, I'll look up the verse later.
Spittoon.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of weird things in the Bible that they must have been translated, right, with The Message?
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the weirder...
Like the incest stuff?
Yeah. And then how do they get to that? How do they translate that in The Message?
Casually. They just kind of toss it off.
I want to read that.
Yeah.
Do you have a copy I can borrow?
I used to, but you can find it online for
BibleGateway.com.
Yeah, BibleGateway.com.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is that one of the sponsors?
No.
I wish.
Which sucks.
I would love that. Yeah. I do use it.
We did have a Bible app sponsor us for like 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm sure never heard the show, which was nice.
That was cool.
Anyway.
Oh, we don't need to mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no free ads.
Yeah.
Well, these are huge events going on in your life and
these
your
are
spiritual
big.
Development.
And Caroline, things are just about to start heating up.
No
oh, man.
Way.
Yeah.
There can't
you
be
mean
more.
In the,
in the old sin saloon?
Yeah, okay.
The fellowship room?
I love fellowship. Yeah. I know we're joking, but I actually do love fellowship.
Cool.
So at high school, I did a thing called, I don't know if you know about this, TEC, which is acronym for Teens Encounter Christ. I'm in 9th, 10th grade.
I don't know this.
It was like a long weekend, a long Christ weekend. We meet at a church, and there's a lot of surprises, and there's no clocks.
What kind of surprises?
No clocks? Like a casino?
No clock?
They take
yeah,
the clock.
Yeah, they pump air in.
They do. There is a little bit of sleep deprivation, and there is a lot of candy, and there's no clocks.
Yeah,
and
Caroline hates that because without clocks, there's no TikTok. You know?
God, I have my TikTok.
I love that. TikTok?
Wait, was this like a it's supposed to develop young leaders in the church kind of situation?
I don't know.
Well, according to the website, it says both young adults and older teens as they complete high school are at a crossroads. As we pass into adulthood, we're confronted with choices that will impact the trajectory of our lives. For over 50 years, TEC has stood at the center of this intersection.
So this is securing the teens.
TEC
Christ.
Is a balanced and proven method of evangelization that roots
proven.
Young Catholics in their faith and provides stability during this time of change. That's interesting.
I don't think it was, I don't think my TEC, and everybody's TEC is different, but I don't think it was a Catholic, maybe it was a Catholic origin. But what was significant was everybody, there's these talks. So you meet out in little breakout groups.
TEC Talks.
You do TEC Talk. It was actually the predecessor to TED Talks.
Wow.
And people would share their story.
Well, C comes before D, yeah.
Kevin. Yeah. And
I'm sorry. I made a little joke.
That's okay. It's just I'm opening up. And so speaking of opening up, people would share their story and we would watch and then we would have little breakouts and we would talk about it. And there's also like kind of theatrical vignettes that are happening throughout the weekend. And
like sketches like. Like, I don't want to be a Christian. I want a drink. And then someone would be like, you should be a Christian. Like that sort of thing.
It wasn't. It was more like they would put on a Carmen song and they would act it out.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people call those human videos, which is like, yeah, essentially like a lip sync with your whole body.
Yes.
To a whole song. Yes.
Stuff like that. Mm. And I left that weekend and I was on a bit of a spiritual high. And I would go back and I would work it a few times. So I would be on the other... helping get the experience. And then, you know, maybe I had some doubts after that. Maybe in college I start reading more spiritual books, new agey things.
And what were you looking for, would you say?
Oh, he still hasn't found it, whatever it is.
Clearly.
What was I looking for?
Yeah, like what made you go from, you know, tech? You were right in the pocket of the Catholic Church itself, and then...
Or whatever.
You were, yeah, or whatever. And then you were like, let me open up and read some other books and just get a bigger
perspective. I became disillusioned with that organization. Mm. You know, weird...
organized
personal
church.
Stuff.
Yeah.
There was like little scandals or something?
There was little... Not... I wouldn't say scandals, but just things that, you know, in my head I was building up this... organization and then the people doing fallible people things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I always liked the idea of community with church or like elevators with church, like falling asleep in an elevator with your crush. Mm-hmm. But I felt I got more of a deep connection from like spiritual literature and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. More personal connection stuff. And to this day, that's kind of my jam is some of those
is what?
Kind of spirit books. Like, can I do some name drops?
Yeah, give us
name. Yeah, yeah.
I'm into Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his last name. I read that book a million times.
Toll, right?
Hard to know.
Tolle.
I like a little Ram Dass. Mm-hmm. I like the Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. I like Emmett Fox. I like a little of this, a little of that.
If you were to describe like Eckhart Tolle's thing, like the central thing that he is known for, I haven't read anything he's done.
I love the power of now. That whole concept is that everything. I mean, you could say like salvation is in the present moment, and if mm-hmm. if it's kind of like if you can always handle the present moment, mm-hmm. and a lot of us are living in the future, we're future tripping, or we're bothered by stuff in our past, mm-hmm. and you have to be in the life.
What can be painful about life is like living beyond the present moment.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah, and that the present moment is all there really is. If you're always in the present moment, that's your whole life. You know?
Wow.
It's kind of the lesson of Rick and Morty as well.
Oh, yeah. Pickle Rick. Yeah.
They can travel around the universe.
And they're still not happy, right?
They're still not happy. Mm-hmm. Rick has like a drinking problem.
Yeah.
And there's
vomiting when he burps.
Burps and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool. I feel like I would like to read more of those. I've like just been slacking off on any sort of spiritual books ever since I'm like kind of out
it's
on Christianity.
About
slacking off. And I would be curious if like that concept of living in now or the Four Agreements or anything you said, like, do you really feel like they affect your decision making every day and like the way you live your life? Because I find it hard sometimes because I'll just like compartmentalize, like I have my big thoughts and then I like go about my whole day stressed as hell, mm-hmm. forward motion like a goddamn train, and then I'm so tired at the end of the night, and then you know all those things. So.
Yeah, I usually go back to the books when I'm having a bad time. Mm. Bothering me, if I'm going through something, I'll go back to the books and it'll make me feel better.
Sacred texts!
The sacred texts!
Yes. Oh, is that
Harry?
That's Luke Skywalker.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
It's a Star Wars reference, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry. But, no, please. And
Rick and Morty Star Wars, jeez.
Nerd alert.
Gosh.
But it's something you return to, like, yeah, if you're feeling a little empty on the life stuff.
So when's the last time you returned?
don't have to ask him that.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have to tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it recently?
Mm-hmm.
I cracked open The Power of Now about a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't crack open a book in the past year to help your mind, do it now, you know, like everyone needed
to. I wonder how this stuff influenced you during this past year when you were home. And like when you had like a lot of space to process, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could like probably apply this sort of thing, because all we had to do, all there was to do was contemplate and reflect on some level. Did you feel like you grew in any of that stuff?
I think my new thing was I got on one of these meditation apps over the pandemic I actually like. It's one of the guided ones. I'm not going to say which one.
Oh, okay.
But it's Waking Up with Sam Harrison. I think it's problematic. But, His app is great.
Nice.
Yeah, let's just talk about the app. The app is, I like the guy. What I'm saying is, I like the guided meditation. I found it helpful during the pandemic.
The Louis C.K. meditation app.
No.
You like the guided meditation.
Is that the guy? I got to look up this guy. I think it's a different guy. I hope it is.
Either way, the meditation has been
What I want to say is, the meditation is nice. I try to do that.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. Thanks for sharing
this. Oh, and I'm sorry. Anything else in your bullet points? I have an addendum.
Oh, yeah.
I've played in a couple of worship bands.
Okay, you saved that brag for last.
Were you doing keys? You were on keyboard?
I've done it all. I've played some chord. Yeah, I've done the thing where, what's the name when there's like a it's like the big part of the sermon, the music comes down, and then it's just an extra bit of sermon, and there's just like piano, just like some electric piano chords.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think there's a term for this, but it sounds like it's a very specific thing that you encountered.
It's like the sermon soundtrack, you know?
Yeah. There's a name. There must be a name for it.
I will ask my friend who's a worship leader. Because he kept calling it something.
It's like when you do like the, is it like the flat fifth or something? There's like a note that's always in there.
Oh, I put in the gospel chord. Yeah, I put in the half diminished two chord for those music nerds out there.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that
sounds
like.
What is your listenership? How many music nerds do you have?
I
think we have a few. We have a few who have like, there's been songs that we've written on the show and they'll like transcribe it for us or do like choral arrangements. So there's definitely a few.
Okay, they know what I'm talking about.
How many like Rick and Morty fans are listening?
I would say 95%.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So this is going to be huge for them, this episode.
They never get their moment.
So you would score the sermons as they were playing, as they were speaking?
Yeah, but it's easy. It's just one chord, a four chord, and then you hit them with the gospel chord.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
That's the kind of the chord that pulls your heartstrings. So I wait till I hear the cue.
Oh my gosh.
Man, do you know a song that like has that, so we could at least kind of demonstrate it, what that sounds like?
Yeah.
Like a hymn? Like, is there any hymn that's like, oh yeah, that has that
Kevin, chord?
Think
of a gospel
song that has it? Every gospel song has it.
Lay down.
What's
the track?
The chord specific? The turnaround?
Let's say, this is getting... So let's say we're in the key of C. Mm-hmm. The chord is D, F, A flat, C.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a song that does that. I know one, but I can't say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's... Everything's I like the Sam Harris guy.
It's
now
misogynist.
I'm bringing up... It's just a... Okay, I'm going to say it. It's I Believe I Can Fly has it pretty prominent.
There you go.
Hey, listen, we're just talking about the song.
Okay. It's funny because hearing you say that, I'm like, we were being manipulated even by the sweet man on the keyboards in the back there and the pastor working together. But at the same time, I loved it.
It's nice.
So I'm not complaining.
I would have said,
ooh, that's the chord.
Oh, the
so there's the one chord, and here it is. Here's.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that hits you nice.
It's also in soon and very soon we are going to see the king.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one that's not problematic.
Let's go with that one.
Andre Crouch. Yeah.
You like Andre Crouch?
Oh, I love this song.
He rules. I'm so surprised
there it is.
You've listened
there it goes.
Soon and very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to Andre Crouch's performance he did for the guy who has a highway named after him in North Carolina.
Bill 101?
Yeah, Billy something.
Billy Route 66.
No, the famous guy, Billy something, right?
Billy Preston?
Famous leader, worship leader.
Graham.
Billy Graham, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, he performed for Billy Graham, yeah.
Dang. I wish I would have performed for Billy Preston.
Did you say Billy as a joke and it happened to be right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's wild. Cool.
That's the Lord, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so you play in worship bands. Did you do like youth group stuff? You did like music for that?
I played music for tech one time. I was in the music team.
Wow.
You know, Nick, based on the things you're telling me, it sounds like you were elite.
Elite?
Elite.
How do you mean?
In your youth group, like group.
You were probably like on the higher side of the hierarchy socially. You were probably cool
as hell. Well, I slept in elevators a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, who cool. is he? That's mysterious behavior.
Yeah.
He got a private
right.
room
that
with
would
a lock-in.
I want to know who that guy is.
I think I was cool in retrospect. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
or
was
just
none
like,
the
you know, like chosen for leadership, you know, get him on that stage, get him involved, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a trustworthy person.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
That's
Do
great.
You remember any songs you played in particular that I was like, you know what? That's still good. Or sometimes I would still listen to that song.
I want to say no. But one time, well, I was playing at a church that did they tied in a pop song to the message of the sermon that day.
Wow!
And
awesome.
They did "High Horse" by Casey Musgraves, and that was pretty fun.
Are you serious?
And I still listen to that to this
How?
Day.
You still listen to High Horse? That's amazing that music could transcend after the past 3 years that album's been out.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's High a great Horse. Album. If you haven't heard "Golden Hour," "Golden Hour" by Casey Musgraves, you should.
I went to a church the other day that played on their Sunday morning service "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." That was one of their songs during the worship set, which Morgan just song? Ended up being a guy singing and us being like, "Woo!" It was less of a communal gesture.
Just doing Judy at you Carnegie know. Hall.
Yeah, pretty much. yeah, service. Doing Rufus doing Judy at Carnegie Hall. Yeah, that's right.
I lived in Chicago for a long time. That's where I met Gabe. And I was looking for, I was maybe church curious, looking for maybe a Chicago church one time. And I went to
Willow Creek?
No, but I have been there twice. But I went to this church and I didn't like it. But they played, the piano player played "When You Wish Upon a Star."
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
So gorgeous. So,
rainbows and stars, huh?
To answer your question, Kevin, no, I guess.
Pretty cosmic. yeah, nothing left an impression or mark. Mm, that's interesting. Yeah, so this is where you are now, just this kind of squishy, what? New age.
Very squishy.
I don't mean this pejoratively, but just kind of like wishy-washy, not quite this, not quite that. Again, this is not negative how I'm
yeah,
saying it.
Yeah, I know.
But just kind of like this whatever, anything goes, made up sort of philosophy, piecemeal.
Useless.
Patchwork.
Now, Caroline, I noticed you just said useless.
No, well, yeah, no, and I'm just repeating what you said to us.
But I think that's your projection. Yeah. If you think useless is like negative, that's saying more about like your perception
that's
of
true.
It.
I was
I mean?
Projecting. I was yeah. projecting. Just
no,
now.
You are so much more well-read than I am on like probably modern philosophy. So my hat's off to you.
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to compliment you later in the episode.
Thank you.
Oh, it's locked and loaded waiting. In the chamber.
My ears are primed.
Gabe, anything to say to Nick?
Nick,
that would be interesting actually to hear from Gabe.
Interesting to learn about you and your sort of Christian past.
Did you know about it, Gabe?
I knew somewhat about it. I mean, I knew I didn't know about tech. I think that really interests me that you were kind of a guy at like wearing like a lanyard.
Yeah.
Like talking
the,
about
the
God.
Conference.
Feels like probably, a little secret.
Probably singing for thousands of kids, right?
No.
Oh.
A small group.
Dozens?
Literally dozens.
Oh, wow. So yeah. it was intimate.
Yeah. That was
so
a big
everybody
part of
could
that.
Get some candy then.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No.
No, oh, we okay. don't know what you mean.
No, I'm like everyone can get some candy. I just meant, you know, like, and especially in these contexts, a lot of people end up having crushes on the people that do the music.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, little Candy Crush. Yeah,
now
that's
I'm
that's
a sponsor.
Where I'm getting
now
at.
I'm
yeah.
in.
No, that they're not good. A sponsor. They don't need it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, maybe, I mean, what did that happen? Were there any like youth group romances or anything?
Oh, sure. Sure. Absolutely. Anything so I have a few marriages.
Oh, my
no,
gosh.
I mean with you.
Yeah, a few marriages.
One or two?
No, I want to say no. I guess I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I went on some dates, yeah, mm-hmm. some dates, but no, nothing serious.
That's where it's at.
Which is kind of where I'm at with Christianity. I'm not very serious about it.
A little date here and there.
Mm-hmm. A few dates, but nothing serious.
That's right.
Well, that rules. Nick, thanks for sharing your story.
Really, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thanks for taking notes on the way here, preparing and everything.
It was fun for me to do.
Can be a little vulnerable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's fun to do.
You need to pass the time in the airplane sometimes, too.
Absolutely. It's a long flight.
Yeah.
It's and a long
stiff.
Flight.
The chairs are so stiff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And whoever was reading over your shoulder in the row behind you, like, they got a real story.
They did. I did. I was sort of hiding my phone.
Oh, that'd be
yeah,
cool
you're, like,
if, like,
angling it toward the aisle.
If the flight attendant kept coming back just to, like, peek, oh, where's he at in his journey now?
Ooh, lock
and he talk, she talks to
right.
you at the end, yeah. like, hey, I just noticed, and I just want to say thank you. That meant a lot.
Unfortunately, I flew Allegiant, and there were no complimentary beverages.
Oh, no.
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, so. Man, that, what a bummer.
Stinks. I'm sorry.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like
feel as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that, and then
good
going
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I
first
agree.
Month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Find. It's time for an early installment of Carmania 2021. That, of course, is Carmen announcing his own name before going on stage.
That's right. He recorded that.
Carmen.
And you said early installment, like we're doing Carmania one more time.
Well, usually
every year.
It's kind of become an annual tradition that we do Carmania.
And Halloween time.
around Halloween time. He's a spooky little artist himself.
I just had to mentally prepare.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we were done.
And what's spookier than doing it post-mortem?
That is spooky.
Or he could come back.
It's way creepier.
Maybe he would be like a spirit that convenes with us and we talk to him and finally get him on the show.
Get him a Satan.
Which we kind of, do like a double?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Oh, that'd be really cool. Well, before we get into this Carmen song, The Champion, Nick, I want to know about just like, we were talking a little bit about the songs before, but like your relationship with like Christian pop culture and stuff. Did you listen to Christian music when you were a kid?
No, I think I did learn a lot about it from tech because people would listen to, you know what? We had a Christian venue way on the outside of town, really big skate park / coffee house / music
like
venue.
Town.
That sounds exactly like Rocket
called
Town.
Edge 64, I want to say.
Awesome.
Maybe it had a different name. But Christian artists would come there.
It named after Nintendo 64?
It was. No, it wasn't. but Sanctus Real. Do you know that?
Oh, we know Sanctus.
I'm not okay. Yes, I remember that song. Yes. I'm not all right. Uh-huh. And my favorite was The Afters.
The Afters?
They were awesome.
Ooh,
they were kind of like legitimately like a little jangly alt 90s rock band. They had like fun little melodies, I remember.
Absolutely.
And vocal harmonies.
They what was tough for them was they got a big song on one of the MTV shows. They had like their song became a theme song.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, should we do this? Because, you know.
Right,
selling
MTV.
Out. And it was harder to sell out then. I think it's okay to sell out now.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different band. I'm looking up The Afters.
Because
right
they're not
now.
The 90s.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're 2005. What's the song?
Beautiful Love.
Day? Beautiful
Love. Maybe. And what I liked, they were at their concert. I remember them saying they all met at a Starbucks.
Aww.
It's a beautiful
they
love.
All worked at the same Starbucks.
Oh, they were working? Oh, that's
they
cool.
met at two Starbucks across the street from each other.
Did they all simultaneously meet at the
over
Starbucks?
Over a Frappuccino.
Whoa.
That's cool. I'm having a Starbucks tonight.
I like to think it was like a mistaken order and they all went for the same Frappuccino. and their hands just like all stacked like, on
yeah.
top of
one
each other.
One Frappuccino yeah, for a band?
Yeah. And they objected in harmony to each other and that's what did it.
And it sounded a little something like, no.
No.
No. All the same note. Yeah.
Nice. That's cool. So nice.
That was cool. Mm-hmm.
I think we could have done a little better.
Do you want to try it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. Oh, you starting.
No.
Okay.
We can lean off Carolyn.
Yeah. What the hell?
No, I'm sorry. No, I was just
what
saying.
Changed?
He's,
yeah.
he's a composer. Go ahead.
No.
No. Kevin.
I know.
Wow.
I
fucked
it out.
What
I truly did.
Was
I'm so sorry.
That? Listen, I'm here to support you always as your co-host.
No.
Yeah, maybe Kevin.
Maybe
you
Kevin
start,
should
start
the
yeah,
tone.
And we'll build off you.
Okay. Okay, 5, 6, 9. No.
That was a crazy
oh, Dexter
interval.
Just...
Dexter just
flopped
pissed
over
the couch.
No.
There we go. That was
almost.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
And Caroline,
it sounded good in the mix. It sounded
Caroline
good
was
mix.
In Caroline. An a cappella group in college.
I was just going to say, and I hope that's okay to say, you have a lovely singing voice.
There
she
it
does.
Is.
She really does. Truly.
Thank you. Now we're even.
Your voice is good too,
hey,
Kevin.
That's what it was.
No.
Kevin does have a good voice.
No.
It's just you've been at a lot of parties this weekend.
You go to the woods and it's a journey to get out of them sometimes.
You gotta
I'll
chop
tell
your
you
way
that
out.
Much. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's it for me.
So that was the band you knew was, what was it called again?
That was
The Laughters.
The Afters.
Okay. Yeah, that's our parody band of The Afters. Yeah. Also that band that, actually Gabe, I listened to your episode. Loved it. Loved
wow.
it. And you talked about a band that I also listened to who did the Jesus Freak song.
Of
oh,
course,
yeah.
DC Talk.
I listened
to
the DC Talk album. Mm-hmm. And I think that's about where I got off the train.
Okay. So not too much. So how'd you get into Carmen? Where did that come
okay,
from?
Well, Carmen, so I told you there was a lot of surprises at Tech.
Yeah.
It's like Saturday night or whatever. You walk into...
He's hiding behind a chair as you walk in.
All right. A Carmen surprise!
I'm ready.
Here he comes.
Who said that? Not me.
Carmen. That's how he reveals himself?
Yeah.
Carmen.
Wait, so there were surprises at this retreat.
Yeah,
at Tech.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So we walked into the sanctuary one time, And we sat down, and then they put on a production, a live production of The Champion, where they they lip sync all the words and everything.
That, I think, was like the intention of this song. That's what it was made for.
Yes, but I did see a YouTube video of him doing it live, and that plays hard also. Him, you know?
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, how should we... This song is so long. I don't want to listen to it all. It's 8 minutes and 40 seconds. it starts with a little... Is that harpsichord and a little pad right there?
It's a straight-up event.
Can you tell us about this album? Like, what was this... Do you know any of the context around this album? Like, what he was going for?
What he was going through? I mean, he was already kind of establishing himself as the sort of Christian Hugh Jackman, the greatest showman, if you will. And he was already like taking on a lot of different kinds of characters. But I believe this is one of his first, if not his first album ever. Or maybe Coming On Strong was the first one. Actually, no, fuck. Let me look this up because I did look it up.
His first album was called Coming On Strong.
That's a bold choice.
No, you know what? Okay, the first one. God's Not Finished With Me. Second one, Some Odette, a.k.a. Carmen.
Some Odette?
1983, Sunday's on the Way. 1984, Coming on Strong.
Wow.
He's
putting
out records,
1985, The Champion. So he is...
he's like 5 or 6
I'll compare him to Ryan Adams in terms of his prolificness. Of
anything
his
else you'd compare him to Ryan Adams for?
Nothing comes to mind right now, but we'll see.
Okay.
And this is the end of the album as you hear this song, The Champion.
That's right. It's the last track.
Kind of his jungle land or his, what's another similarly
Purple Rain.
Epic. Yeah, that's a great one. This is Carmen's Purple Rain.
There you go.
But it's mostly spoken word. It's not mostly sung. It's mostly just...
Ominously towering.
Narration.
It's his ASCAP monologue.
I'm reading the lyrics.
It reminds me very much of the theme park.
Big
time.
Which theme park? You said the theme park. Did you have one in mind?
No, I didn't actually. I wanted to keep it vague.
Oh, because of your father.
Kevin, please.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow up your spot. My bad. Oh, gosh. So,
Queen is lightning.
So basically, and we can like, we're going to skip through this, but he's setting up this sort of sports metaphor. Spiritual warfare. It's Jesus against Satan in a boxing ring. He does essentially invent celebrity boxing in this song.
But it's also about the 40 days, the temptation of Christ in the desert. Later you find out in the song. But I would say up until that point, it's pretty heretical. I mean, he is making it up.
Does this sound like an NFL theme?
Absolutely.
It's so ESPN. Absolutely. It's really good, too.
Yeah, it's almost Round Rock Ball. like the John Tesh. Speaking of Christians, we've never talked about John Tesh
the
show.
You should.
Which is weird. He's kind of funny, right? Is he MAGA? I don't know. But
the audience for the fight of the ages was assembled.
It's just a lot of this.
Well, we gotta hear it.
The whole thing?
I mean, give us some.
Yeah.
The saints that had gone before were there. Jeremiah, Enoch, Job. They were.
Where does he get to Hitler?
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up.
He puts Hitler and Capone in the exact same category.
Al Capone, dude.
Yeah.
Pharaoh.
Bad guy.
Defensive and vile, cursing and blaspheming God. Followed by their trophies, dead and gone. Hitler, Napoleon. Pharaoh Capone, tormented and
Capone really, I mean, Capone was bad, but he really gets kind of...
Capone was local.
He gets kind of thrown in with
I think
Hitler.
That's why he's in there.
He had a
local reference.
Oh, I went, like a hometown hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's speaking gabagool to his, like, target demo. Okay, so it's a lot of just...
And which Pharaoh? I was just saying, like, that's just like as if he said king.
President.
And president.
President.
President. Pharaoh. Dictator. Etc.
Guy.
All the boys.
Crook. So there's a lot going on. Where's that Satan voice he does?
Oh, yeah. It's right here.
He'll be wounded for their transgression.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Bruised for iniquities. When he said, by his stripes, they're
healed. I want to know what that patch
is. Wait, can you play that? Nice. By his stripes, they're healed?
Sure.
Devil shock. He screams, sickness is my specialty. I hate that healing junk.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You shut your face.
That's what I call Nate's little
thing. I knew. Yeah. That healing junk? Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's move along.
Then the father looked at his only son and said, you know the rules. Your blood will cleanse their sin and calm their fears. Then he pointed his finger at Satan and said, and I know you know the rules. You've been twisting them to deceive my people for years. Satan cried, I'll kill you, Christ. You will never be this friend.
It's scary.
Does that sound like Satan to you?
No. That sounds like Satan's minion.
Gollum is shaking right now.
Does Satan sound like him from Powerpuff Girls to you in your head? You remember him?
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, I remember
yes.
him.
Which I'm sure people will write a think piece on now in terms of coding and whatever, but...
Sure. You should write it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I will. Yeah. Why him is the
Can't
queer
wait.
Icon we... Shut up.
Please.
Okay, and then we'll just skip to that end.
This is my favorite part.
He won.
He's alive forevermore. He is risen. He is Lord. He has won. He has won. He's alive forevermore. He is risen. He is Lord.
Me when I win Mario Kart.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you imagine singing this to a stadium? Like how good that would
Incredible.
Feel.
Incredible. Can you imagine singing this after you win Mario Kart? Like that would be
oh, yeah. unreal.
Amazing.
To a stadium
or yeah, Super stadium. Smash Brothers.
I feel like he set himself up to like have this moment. He's won.
Oh yeah.
Listen, you know? Some people write songs to hear them sung
he
back
got to
them.
Wail.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's him, the champion. Okay, so
oh
that's a lot
gosh.
Of that. That made an impact on young Nick Jester.
Shocking.
Big time. I mean, I was really, it really blew my mind. And I knew it was deeply funny, like on a cellular, I just knew like
even at
it
the
was
time.
So funny. But I didn't have the words to express how I felt about it. And because people were really reverent about it and people were like, that's my favorite part of the weekend.
Oh
and I was
gosh.
Like, this is so funny.
Oh, so it was a recurring thing. It was a recurring like
every tech they did this, and it was a big surprise for the people who
the new
kids
people,
who come.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everyone was just like weeping.
And it's like, who's going to play Jesus? Who's going to play Satan? Who's going to be the angels?
Yeah.
You know?
Did students get to play those parts?
No. So it's a whole weekend of surprises. So there's all these volunteers behind the scenes that put on the weekend for all the new teens.
Does it look like
and
this?
The volunteers got to play the parts? Is
yes,
what you're saying?
They cast it. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
I mean,
big
that's
production.
Huge. Huge to get in that
Huge.
Role.
Huge.
Yeah.
So it's like a Faculty Follies.
Yes.
Faculty Follies. Like a little cabaret
mm-hmm.
with the staff.
We're watching a little video.
Wow.
Ooh, they got a whole boxing
Not
ring here.
The suit.
Yeah, it probably wasn't this elaborate, the thing that you saw
no.
in terms of costumes and whatnot. There's a little more stripped down version
insane.
As well.
Oh
looks like
my gosh.
The ultimate of good.
Wait.
So there's this kind of veiled looking guy.
No.
Was it like this?
Yes.
Around the
stage. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
No way.
So good.
Oh, they made a ring.
Now,
I mean, I think the tech and the youth groups and whatever, they're getting a lot of credit for the song, basically. Like the song is carrying most of the work. And
sure.
then they're just kind of walking around.
It's like a cover band.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the band at Chuck E. Cheese.
They didn't have to write anything. For this.
No.
You know, the theater was all
and
laid out.
The Scream mask do kind of dated a little bit,
direction.
So it doesn't feel like an eternal darkness. It's like darkness circa 1997, 1998, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Now, this is always interesting to me to see how much like youth group people enjoyed being the Satan. Like they really enjoy the Satan part of it.
Absolutely.
Know?
Or when they're like playing the alcoholic or like whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I played an alcoholic in many a human video growing up when I was a kid. And, and I loved it.
In trunk time.
Yeah. What's that?
During trunk time.
Trump time?
Trunk time.
Oh, during trunk time? No, that first stage.
You
know, oh, there he is. Hong Kong.
It's Donald
beep,
Trump.
Beep, toot, toot.
I knew I
it's
recognized it.
It's actually very
it.
Spacious, very beautiful.
Caroline, what did you find blasphemous about this song? You were saying that the lyrics were sort
of well, it was
not biblical.
I guess it was like, well, it took me a while to get to the point where I realized it was supposed to be the temptation.
Mm.
Because like this isn't in the Bible where Jesus and Satan ever throw hands at each other. That just doesn't happen. That's not what they do. That's not what Jesus does.
In this video, I was really taken aback because Jesus really gives it to this
devil. He hits him?
Yeah. They fight. And yeah. I don't remember if my production did that, but that Jesus fights Satan.
It's yes.
pretty brutal.
Fighting, and then that there's like an audience of people.
Just watching this on mute is very funny.
Oh, shoot.
Whoa, Satan took Jesus out for a second.
Clocked him.
Just give it 3 days. He'll be back. Tell you what.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
To say like it was the fight of the ages, and like it just totally is flipping like the point of Jesus into more of like a violent like hand to hand combat, and like that's the climax of history, you know, which makes sense for Carmen to believe, right. But it's like pretty heretical in a lot of ways, you know. Jesus came to die for sins and like, you know, to save people.
Right.
Not to duke it out with Satan.
There's that one verse that all like this kind of guy loves quoting where Jesus said, I came to bring a sword and to divide families against yes. like the Driscolls
yes.
of the world.
Yes.
Because
Mark
there's
D.
Marky D. You know Marky D?
I know a few things.
Okay. Yeah.
I know yeah. a few things. Oof, oof,
oof. You know one thing, you know enough. Him.
But yes, the idea that Jesus is here primarily to punch evil.
Kick Satan's ass, but not kill him.
And defeat, yes.
Just kick ass.
Yeah, it is like, but it's like a digestible, again, all this stuff is in that Jesus and John Wayne book. That's so, so good. Mm-hmm. But yes, and this is the way that we can make sense of Carmen's worldview and ideology. Where it is like yes. very cowboy forward and centric.
Yes.
With Satan bite the dust, especially. But yes, I remember seeing a version of a production of this song when I was a little kid, when I was like 3 or 4 years old. And when you hear that voice do the Satan voice, when you're like three, it's scary.
Yeah.
I was scared. Yeah. I'm glad you, oh, that's nice. It's nice that you guys aligned.
We're all
that.
Like, yeah. I'm yeah. scared.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh man. Dude. You guys are like Statler and Waldorf over there. You know those guys?
Yeah.
But yes, now I don't know, Caroline, if you knew about further adaptations of this song, but often what did not exist for this song that did for most Carmen videos is he would put out a big music video that was like essentially like went with the song. It was like the Beyonce self-titled album where like every song had a music video.
A visual album.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Carmen kind of presaged the visual album medium. He kind of walked so she could run, blah, blah, blah. And he would do that for most of his songs. Like, they seem definitely made for the video. So he did not do that with this song, but he did put out in 2001, a mere 15 years after this album originally came out, a movie called The Champion, in which he does play a boxer. It has nothing to do with spiritual warfare. It's just like he's a boxer and he's Christian. The synopsis of the movie is former cruiserweight champion Orlando Leone runs a youth center and works as a security guard for a local hotel. He finds himself in a confrontation with a current cruiserweight champion when responding to a complaint of too much noise in the hotel. The boxing promoter blackmails Orlando into a must-fight situation. The result of this is a story of a man faced with incredible odds as he's forced back into the ring to face the current champion. And of course, you can check out the full
no.
movie on Vimeo, I believe.
Is it a full-length movie?
It's 90 minutes long, yeah.
Did this movie get Zoolander? Did it come like right after September 11th?
Oh, yeah,
maybe that's
maybe that's why we don't know about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, so if
good here.
If Carmen's earlier career sang a song where the champion was Jesus mm-hmm. and he was a boxer,
mm-hmm.
and then later on he plays a boxer,
I think I know where this is going.
Does that mean that I'm Jesus, or that Carmen is Jesus?
I was gonna wait.
Yeah. No. The steps are right.
I think it might. This is
we are all
like,
Jesus.
This is like every pastor who tells a story about their kids, and then it demonstrates how like their love is like God's love for us. Like I was teaching my kids really gently and I was being so nice to them. And isn't God like that?
Yeah.
When he teaches
just the way
us?
I did, just the way I am, the way I did it.
Pastoral anecdotes.
I think you are onto something though, because of how often Carmen talks about defeating Satan. I do think he wish he was Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Which I don't think most people wish they were Jesus now that I think about it. I've never contemplated this question. All my life. Like, does any Christian really wish they were Jesus?
Oh, absolutely.
Talk you think?
I guess
absolutely.
Kanye.
Absolutely. I know quite a few.
Like people with martyr complexes, you mean?
I think a lot of people who are you know, drawn to it youthfully, they start to they start. Is it not uncommon?
They imagine
to be, like,
oh, what would I do?
Or they're like, well, maybe I am the second coming of Jesus.
Oh wow!
Right.
Well,
I don't know if
I'm acquainted with this thought process. Maybe
we'll just name him. Who are you thinking of?
That I can't say it, Nick, and you know I can't say.
Wait, is it our mutual friend?
Coming?
No, you don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, I was
surprised that anyone would want to be Jesus.
I don't have a guy. It's a lot of people.
You're taught to be more like Christ when you're in these scenarios and to have like Christ-like character and attitude and blah, blah, blah. But that does feel different from essentially becoming Christ, the Messiah.
But maybe that's just a power thing, you know, because when you're Christ, you can really hit Satan in the face super hard, harder than anybody could on earth.
For sure.
I don't have that power left in me, I guess. I'm absolved in that.
Yeah. But the other thing I was struck by was the beginning of the song, too, the lyrics he has. It's just such a beautiful world he imagines. You know, he's like, crystal chandeliers, lightning clean, you know, just beautiful. And like the angels come out of a star.
Enveloped by a trillion planets, clean as lightning, hard as
just
granite.
Gorgeous.
Cosmic Coliseum would host the end.
That's
a beautiful thing.
I just thought very that was appealing. Nice. And again, not biblical as far as I know. Like, I've never heard of angels
more
coming
like,
out of a star.
It's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy. You know?
Wait, is that why I
like
love
Star
it?
Star Wars.
or Star
Jesus
Wars.
Jesus is Star Lord.
That. Star Lord.
Star
Lord. Is Lord. Chris Pratt. God is real. Pee pee poo. Oh, man. Well, what else is there to say about this song?
Pee pee poo.
It's an awesome 80s anthem, good song.
Yeah, from a composition perspective, gentlemen, you're both music composers in your own right. What do you notice about the musicality?
I just noticed, and I thank you for. It's a long song. Mm. It's hard even just for us to talk about. Mm. But after I listened to it, I was like, just the scope, just like the ambition to create this whole piece of music is very impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like Meatloaf, right? Mm-hmm. In terms
like
of like
big epic,
an opera or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it demands that you... It's not catering to you at all. It's like this intro is going to be
it's almost a minute long before anything happens.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like it's forcing you, like you're going to be in this mood, right?
Right.
Now.
If you're going to listen to it, we're not going to let you in. We're going to play a bunch of disparate tones for like 2 minutes. A
lot of tones.
I think that's supposed to be like space, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be definitely
that sound,
spooky.
Like outer space. Yeah.
The cosmos.
The cosmos.
Now, there are a few live performances of this you can find on YouTube. Definitely does seem to be like one of his signature, like, oh, you know this one's coming, huh?
What do I want to hear? Come on. I'll tell you. What do I want to hear?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Did we forget anything?
So he's like pumping the crowd up right now. He's making boxing motions right here.
He's getting ready to fight.
Dexter. And then they launch into it, and the crowd goes nuts. Some of them are standing up and getting to their feet.
Wow.
Apropos of nothing.
Dexter.
I like that he skipped. He did skip the intro for sure.
He's not just like standing there looking at people.
Gotta have to.
And now we're clapping along. This is fun.
Oh my gosh.
The audience for the fight of the ages was assembled and in place. Angels came in splendor.
Great shirt.
This looks so fun.
Like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be fun.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
Fun.
With those lights.
He started as like a Vegas entertainer, which is what I always think about.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That is true.
Absolutely.
And so I think this is like better than Vegas could have ever given him.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
This is Vegas.
Yeah.
He does motions for Pharaoh and Hitler.
What's he do for Hitler?
Wait,
what's he do for Pharaoh?
Did I miss it?
What's he do for Capone?
Yeah, oh, you know what he did for Hitler or for
Pharaoh.
Capone
does this.
Yeah.
Capone.
Demons reeled in pain as a swell of power like silent thunder.
I love this. Anyway. He's our greatest showman.
He is.
I also just want to say that theme, the horn theme, it's nice he's got some motifs that he brings in there.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
But I don't think he writes his music, does he?
He definitely
writes
the lyrics.
Have you ever seen him hold an instrument?
I've never seen him hold an instrument. Oh, yes, I have, when he did the President Trump Blues.
Oh, yeah.
That's a song.
Sorry,
he had
the guitar.
Do you
want to
hear
that?
A little taste of the President
Absolutely.
Trump?
Absolutely. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no, I just want to hear it.
Uh-oh, it's Trump is here.
It's pro Trump, so I think he'll want to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, it is pro Trump.
Pro.
Wow.
And is this is the day before he died?
TV. Yeah, this is 2 days before he died.
This is the news by the blues.
So he's wearing the same shirt he was wearing in that video from the 80s.
Yeah, he never washed it. Shirt.
Here we go. 2, 3.
He's counting himself.
Having a laugh.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
He came down the escalator. He said, November, I'm the man. Going out to Washington and kicking a few cans. Trade deals are awful.
Oh, you can see him looking to the lyrics.
Oh,
pack
yeah.
your bags, political hacks. I'm going to drain the swamp because I'm T-R-U-M-P. The biggest upset you'll ever see.
Oh. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen this.
Yeah, we watched this like 5 years.
Yeah, this brings a dark energy upon me.
Yeah, yeah.
President Trump. It brings a dark energy to watch a dead man sing a song about a man who didn't win re-election.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you
so
mean.
He looks so happy.
He looks like something.
He's a goof. At the end of the day, I'm just a goof. I like having a goof. Oh, my God. Yeah. A lot of ambition here.
No one else was doing it like this. You know, no one was riding the champion. No one was running a Vegas show.
You think he just sucked up the market and then there was nothing left?
Not in the Christian market, right? Yeah. Like, was there anyone on this level of like theatricality?
No. There was only one Carmen. Sure.
I know, and I don't like anything he stands for, but I do appreciate that.
His singularity.
He brought that
his
to the table. Yes. Yeah. It's like that's really out there for him to do that, to do a whole skit song at the end of his album.
Yeah.
And
it
be
truly
like,
is
listen to this in your minivan.
Yeah, there's nothing there's nothing and no one like him. And I'm glad it made an impact and really shaped your faith at a young age, Nick.
Yeah, yes. It's made me very wishy washy about
it's
my
so
faith.
It's so funny to think about
you back
children
in?
Your same age, like sincerely receiving that though. At the time,
right,
like young boys and girls being like, oh hell yeah, yes,
but you're dying laughing inside.
I think it was really fun for the actors.
Oh yeah.
Did you play one?
I never
you never trod the boards.
I never made it into
at the fellowship room.
Did you want
room?
To
no.
Okay.
You would have been a great Satan.
I know, I get that a lot.
Yeah, oh, I'd say Jesus.
I think I'm a Jesus.
You think you're... Yeah.
I see play.
Was he the guy you were thinking
of?
Yeah,
he was. I didn't want to
say his name?
Yeah.
Oh. It was me.
Okay.
I have a Messiah complex. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I get it. Sorry, did you say...
No, I just said I get it.
Because you gave me that Zoom look again.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling it out. My bad. I was just like trying to keep everyone with me.
Absolutely.
Here
be okay. here now.
Well, is there anything else to say before we give this thing the thumbs up, ear downy for that?
I feel
rate it.
I feel good.
You feel like
I feel good.
We've interrogated every part and parcel, every corner of this thing,
every nook and cranny.
Okay. Well, then let's do it, gentlemen. The way this works is that we're going to give this thing a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Thumbs up is a holy toast, and that's when we send it all the way to heaven. Yeah. That's so quiet. Holy roast is when we send it to hell, and we say.
I miss that song.
So it's yeah, 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 or no, no, no.
Can we cover that song again?
Yeah, just do that right now?
Yeah.
Sure, let's
no,
do
no,
it.
No, right now.
Caroline, let's start with you.
I think I'm going to give it a toast. This is one of those episodes where we talk about the good parts of a song so long that I make myself like it at the end of the
You've
episode.
You've convinced yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just wrong. The message is wrong, but it's also just like beautiful, you know? And I love his like fantasy that he brings to life. You know, like he is a fantasy man for me.
A fantasy man. Wow.
And so I'm going to give it a toast. I think this one goes to heaven for me.
All right, Gabe, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a toast all the way. Jesus, Jesus is a winner. He won.
He's a winner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the
number one.
He's the champion.
And so he's getting some runoff victory, Carmen is, from Christ Victory.
Absolutely. No, it's a fun song. It's a fun showmanship. I would have loved to have seen that in my church. Unfortunately, they were doing boring stuff. So that's a toast. Put some butter on that.
It makes you wonder if your church had done something different, would your life be different right now?
Well, it would be different in some way, of course.
Butterfly effect. You ever see that?
Buttercream gang
ooh,
effect.
I give butterfly effects a
Gabe
toast.
Gabe sees the champion and the next war is averted.
Yeah. I wish. Yeah. I'm anti-war. Wow. So.
I am too.
Nice.
I am too.
Yeah, I am too. Caroline?
I'm the most
pro-war.
War. Yeah.
There's only one war I'm not against. The war on...
having fun.
Yeah.
Wait, the war on what?
Having fun, yeah.
It was having fun.
Right,
it was having fun.
Took the words right out of my something or other.
Yeah. Meatloaf.
Yep.
Yeah. Nick, what do you say?
I'm sending this baby straight up to heaven. I'm giving it a big thumbs up. A big thumb up for having a great song.
Josie,
I love it.
Toast. Thumb up, great song.
Saving that other thumb for later.
I love it. Gentlemen, it's a unanimous thumbs
yes,
up.
This congrats, Carmen. You are number one.
Is absolutely going to heaven. Congratulations. Heaven-bound. There it is. Should I leave in that pause in the final edit?
Yeah.
I would. Just
as like people a breather. We're all just waiting.
All right. Well, if you want to give it a roast or toast, go to @ChristianFunPod. Get out there and
go to the polls.
Guess what?
Yes.
It grows the economy.
Yeah. It grows the economy. Doesn't okay. hurt anybody.
All right, gang. We're bringing it down now. You feel that, Nick?
This is the thing I would do at church, at you the worship service.
You would play these pads?
Something like this. Yeah.
Mm. Isn't that nice? We're dimming the lights in here, we're lighting the candles, and we're not here to promote ourselves or our own projects. Gabe is possibly falling asleep next to Dexter on the couch.
I think he's praying.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice, actually. That's actually very respectful. And we're just here to lift some stuff up to the Lord as a humble and loving sacrifice. And by lift up, I mean our projects that we're working on, our social media handles, things like that. We'll start as per usual with Caroline.
I'm always got a project in the works at Caroline's Farts. Project after project, I'm completing them all. So you can head over there. And my lift up this week, I've been listening to basically one song for 2 weeks, and it's Use Me by Bill Withers. It's just so good. Play it all
Use
the time.
Me.
Maybe revisit it. Maybe you know it. I didn't know it my first time. I love Bill Withers, and this was great.
How'd you find the song? Was it on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay. I really wasn't.
But you've turned the corner on TikTok. You're pro.
I'm full. Yeah.
It
I'm
is
fully
the culture.
Pro.
No, you know, Bill Withers didn't start using TikTok till he was in his
40s. That's right. That's right.
You can do anything. You know,
I wasn't
in life,
trying to lead you
late.
To that. I just realized as I was asking that, that there was no
the
other.
The likeliest.
Yeah.
Way
I'm sorry.
Anything new gets
no,
to me.
No, TikTok's important. We value it. We're all going viral on TikTok every day. Are you on TikTok, Nick?
I'm on there very lightly. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah on you nice. Guys are all on TikTok. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's where it's at.
TikTok is as important a technological advancement for the medium as the invention of radio, maybe. Or like amplified microphones. It's
wow.
gonna change how we perceive comedy and music.
I hope so, Kevin.
Nature.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Caroline. We turn to Nick. Nick, what do you have to lift up?
I'd like to lift myself up, Kevin. I'd
oh,
like
nice.
To lift up myself. Let's do Instagram. I'm
okay.
At Nick Jester.
Nick Jester.
You can do more if you want.
If I could, I'm here with my dear friend Gabe. We actually have a couple albums by Nick and Gabe.
Yes.
Was it one of your shows or projects named after this song, according to Gabe? Or is that a... Is
well,
that a...
we discussed it in the car. I was actually wrong about that.
Oh, okay.
It was a
I think it was a beautiful coincidence.
But it did have some heavy 80s Champions themes, yeah. Okay. So we have an album called Champion, actually.
That's right. Our first album.
Champion.
Champions.
Okay. And what's that
That's
under on Spotify?
One.
What's the artist name?
Nick and Gabe.
Just Nick and Gabe.
That's right.
Okay. Yes.
Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then Ron's Wild World.
Please go check out my dad's travel show, Ron's Wild World. It's available everywhere.
Do.
It's on TikTok, actually.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, yes.
That's awesome. Make Ron go viral.
Yeah.
All right. We turn to Gabe.
I have a sincere music project called Gabriel Sayer, where I kind of write some sincere songs.
They're really good.
Thank you very much, Kevin. You're I have welcome. Some new music coming out soon. I'll give you a little taste.
Mm.
Wow.
Hey, your song that you wrote with... Andrea.
That's okay, Kevin.
Zoe.
I've kind of been saying all the names like that.
Yeah.
Where like, you know,
absolutely.
Miss Carolina.
That's
with Bambina,
the lead track
yes.
on the Horny Summer 2021 playlist.
That's wonderful.
So you're there to get people horned up. It's wonderful.
Great tune.
Very much.
Great tune.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lift up something I'd like to lift up. Just the whole crew, Rick and Morty. You guys keep doing great work. I know you got a lot of episodes
so
ahead
funny.
Of you.
It's so funny.
It's so funny, and it gets a little meta.
Yeah. No, it's heady. That's the thing. It's actually like...
Headley.
It seems
Headley.
Stupid, but it's actually smart. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it's on so late, you get to have some pop rocks and stay up and laugh.
Absolutely.
Isn't that nice? All right. Thanks, Gabe. Oh, yeah. And then the Wii Sports vinyl. Is that sold out, though?
It is sold out, but please go stream my untitled Wii Sports songs. They're just beautiful bossa nova, fake Wii Sports songs in the tradition of Kazumi Totaka.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff.
Lovely.
Which I was about to say. And speaking of going viral on TikTok, that was huge on TikTok.
It did. Yes, it did well.
It did well. Yes.
Not as good as Bill Withers.
Hey. Well, no.
Yeah, I haven't heard you.
He's just nailing the choreography when he does that stuff in a way that's like, you know, he's so old.
Exactly.
He brings it.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes all out.
You know, it's like Betty White, how we all loved her, you know? It's kind of Betty White on TikTok. Thank you.
He is dead, Kevin.
And Betty White's alive.
What? I'm talking about Betty White in the past tense.
Okay.
And Bill in the current tense.
Okay. Confusing, I thought.
I'm not ready yet, I guess. Yeah. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. I don't have anything to lift up. I don't have anything. I don't know. Do you want a cookie? Go to KevinBaconShop.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yum. I ate one, too.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do the cookie segue. I have these cookies for you guys if you want to eat them.
I'm going to eat mine in the car.
I already ate two.
That's so nice. Oh, well, you can have some if you want.
They're really good.
Delicious.
Soft in the middle. Very good.
Crisp outside.
You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. You can go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And every review you leave, we donate a dollar to charity. This month's charity is My Refuge House. Gabe and Nick, thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
So happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
What a nice time.
Thank you.
No matter who won or lost tonight, I think you're both champions.
Yeah.
And I want you to go home with that feeling in your heart. Are you okay?
Sorry, Kevin.
Help me. Help me.
Are you? What's going on?
Demons. Carmen.
You know, that's from the thing, yeah.
You're from the show. Miranda's boyfriend on Sex and the City. And there's nothing left to say except for an off pods people said.
Amen. Help me.
Nick, what's a song that you want us to go out on that's not the champion? A song maybe we discussed tonight, maybe one of your songs, one of your and Gabe's songs together, a Bill Withers song, TikTok sensation Bill Withers.
How about Beer Truck World by Nick and Gabe?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay,
this is Beer Truck World by Nick and Gabe. I like this album cover.
Who's playing what on this right now?
Oh, we're playing.
We do all of it.
Every single thing.
Big truck, cold beer, kind of things we like around here.
Carmen would have loved this.
He would.
Beer truck world. Yeah, we're living in a beer truck world.
I haven't listened to this album. I can't wait.
It's pretty fun.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Old man, drinking whiskey out of whiskey can. Big truck, small truck. Oh, baby, that's a mid-sized truck.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.